Okay, now like in the stove that you, the wood stove, like the that you heated with, what would you call what runs from the stove to
pipe, stove pipe.
Stove pipe, okay. Now, a little kind of small vehicle to carry heavy things. It's got one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
A kind of a rock to sharpen things with.
It's called a whip rock.
Yeah,
whip rock.
Okay. And something kind of like that, except it's on a, it has a wheel turning.
I'm not that familiar with that one.
I'll see if you've heard of a grindstone.
Oh, sure. Like grindstone.
Grindstone. Okay. Now, the things that we drive, we call
automobiles.
All right. And more commonly, you might just call it a
car.
Now, if, like, if you cooked something and you didn't want it to, like biscuits or whatever it was, and you didn't want it to stick to the pan, you'd say you...
I'd probably grease the bottom of the pan.
Okay, so if you did it yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I...
greased.
And if you get grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
If you had a door hinge that was squeaking, what would you say you had to do to it?
Put oil on it.
And what do you call the stuff that they burned in lamps?
Kerosene. We had some kerosene lamps.
Oh, did you? Did you ever see a lamp that was just sort of made out of a, just kind of a makeshift lamp made with a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. Toothpaste comes in a...
tube.
And if somebody had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water for the first time, they'd say they're going to...
launch the boat.
what kind of a boat would people use to go fishing on a small lake? One without a motor.
Just call it a boat.
Okay. If somebody wanted you to try a new product, they might send you a free
sample.
And a little girl might have on a very nice looking dress, and you'd say, oh, that dress is so
pretty.
And then she might look at another little girl and say, but her dress is even
prettier.
What would you call the thing that you wear over your dress? Well, you probably don't, but
apron. I've got a couple.
I do too, but I don't ever wear them. My mother always wore. Okay, to sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
And soup usually comes in a
can.
Okay, and the can's made of
tin.
Okay, and a dime is worth
10 cents.
Okay, what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit and tie.
Okay, now a suit would consist of a
coat and trousers matching, pants matching.
Trousers and pants is the same thing to you?
Yes.
Okay. And sometimes there used to be three pieces that they would wear in a suit, and they'd have a third
vest. They're coming back too.
Yeah. Everybody should have been hanging on to everything. Now, if you were talking about just clothes to work in, for a man to work in, what would you call them?
Work clothes.
Now, if you had gained a lot of weight, you might say, now, this dress won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
If a man had a suit that he'd just bought, it would not be an old suit, but a
new one.
If you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them